Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
Do the hustle. Do the hustle. Good morning, all you hard workers, and welcome to this, the first Sunday Pete the Job Guy show, hard working with Pete the Job Guy of 2019. And you guys are making a wise decision by joining me this morning and my guests, because we are going to share some tips with you that are going to help you, not just in your career and your career journey, but in your life in general. But you might just decide, you know what, I'm going to sit back and be entertained. That's fine. But I invite you to do a little bit more than that. Get your pen and paper out, if you're old school like me, and take some notes. And the notes that you take are going to be the things that you're going to do differently as a result of the time you spend listening to this show. If you're new school, like a lot of these millennials, get out your handheld device and get your thumbs cranking and take those notes. But commit to doing some things differently. Because you know what? I want to make you think a little bit. And I want to help you. You know, in my life, I've taken a right turn many times when I should have taken a left or just continued going straight. And I talk about those things. I tell you how I fell and skinned my knees and what lessons I learned along the way so that you might avoid a pitfall. That's what this doggone show is all about. Sure, we focus mainly on the professional side, but I like bringing the personal element into it too. And my guests share their professional journeys and some of their personal journeys as well. And all of it's designed to help you. But first, I want to tell you something. Here it is, 2019. I got a lot to be happy about. But alas, guys, I'm going to make this announcement right now. I'm dying. I am dying. Pete the Job Guy is dying. And you know, when you come to the realization that you're staring death in the face, you have to think about, man, what's my legacy? What am I going to leave behind, both personally and professionally? You know, when I think about the fact that I'm dying, I want my family to be secure. I want my legacy. I want my kids to say, boy, Dad imparted something on me to help me, stay on track. He shared with me a lot of things in life that's going to help me along the way. I want my wife to be taken care of. You know, I want her to feel like, you know what, Pete provided. Pete set forth things in motion so that when he's gone, we're going to be comfortable and we're going to be okay. But beyond that, I want friends and family to know that they're loved, that I care about them. So I have to go out of my way to say, you know what, my friend, I care about you. You know what, my wife, my kids, my family, I love you. I want people to know that. And I want people to think, you know, and I'm one of those guys that doesn't want to end up in my casket. I want to be cremated. You know, I think some of the rituals that we have surrounding death are archaic and weird. Hey, let's go look at a corpse and share stories and stuff. That's not me, you know. In my death, I want people to just think he made the world a little bit of a better place. You know, he came in, and professionally, I know there's a lot of people that say, you know what, because of Pete, my career has been better. You know, I'm a recruiter. I'm a professional recruiter. I help people find jobs. I help companies find talent that they either couldn't find on their own, or it would take them too much money or a big investment in time and energy to find those people as quickly as I do. So they call me. You know, my profession is one when my head hits the pillow that I feel good about what I do. So then when I'm laid to rest, that I feel good about my profession. I helped a lot of people. Now, there might be some people along the way that when the announcement of my death comes, they're going to say, good. Are you kidding me? I stuck so many doggone pins into that voodoo doll that I finally got that SOB, right? Those are the people that I'm trying to find. Because if I can just remove one or two pins, if there's somebody, anybody out there that I've wronged along the way, reach out to me, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, because I want to make it right. I want to make things right. I don't want anybody to have any animosity toward me, Right. And I'm going to tell you, for the rest of my life while I'm here on Earth, I'm going to do my best to be the best version of me that I can. I want people to know that they're appreciated. And I want you guys to know something here in 2019. You're dying too. Everybody's dying. We're all dying, doggone it. There isn't a single person here on this face of this earth that doesn't have a death sentence. Our lives end in death. That's what it is, guys. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to reconcile with that old friend that you have a broken relationship with? When you left a job years ago, you burned a bridge, didn't give notice, and left people in a lurch? When are you going to pick up the phone and say, I'm sorry I put you in that bind? Are you going to wait till it's too late and your ashes are being spread somewhere, or you're one of those people that subscribe to the rituals and let me lay in a casket and a bunch of people look at my dead body? When are you going to say when? Okay. Someone, Lloyd Curselli, who's a contributor to the show, he said, and I loved it. It was so eloquently said. He said, on our deathbed, nobody ever says, you know, I wish I worked more. I wish I spent more time in the office. People don't say that. They say, I wish that I mended fences, that I fixed broken relationships, that I told those that I care about, that I love them, that people knew that they were loved and appreciated and cared about. So I tell you this, all you hard workers, right? I'm focusing on the personal side versus the professional a little bit today. And I'm telling you, this is the time. Professionally, have a set of goals that you want to achieve. Get in a profession that you care about, that you enjoy going to work and that you like, and that you work hard towards those goals and you get it. There's a lot of different ways in life to make money. Make sure it's enjoyable for you. And make sure that you're doing the right thing. You know, I know there's a lot of schemes out there, a lot of get-rich-quick things that people love to separate hardworking people from the money and their savings that they have. And shame on them. There's a lot of noble ways to make money in life that you can still enjoy what you do. Pick it, choose it, and go give it 100% and achieve your goals and live life like you're dying, because that is how you make the difference. Okay, and enough of that kind of morbid talk about death and dying right now. This is a show that, hey, it's 2019 and it's all about life and positivity, and we're starting the new year off right. And speaking of starting the new year off right, that brings me to our guest for this week, and I'm very proud to have Virginie Massia. Welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad that you're here. Now, Virginie is a recruiting manager with SNI Financial. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't wake up one morning and said, hey, I'm going to be a recruiter. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know what recruiting was when I was in school. Mm-hmm. I kind of fell into it when I moved up here in Jacksonville back in 2005 and started with a recruiting firm there, and then went back into my traditional accounting. That's a little bit of my background.
You know what's interesting, and I love it, is like nobody ever says, hey, I want to be a recruiter. Yeah, everybody wants to be an astronaut. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a doctor or anything other than recruiter. But we end up here. You know, our careers are our journeys, and we end up here. And I should say, I have the pleasure of working alongside Virginie day in and day out, and she is very good at what she does. But let's talk about your career journey a little bit. Like, you know, you said you kind of got into this in 2005, and back then you worked with me too, back then, way back when. But, you know, tell us a little bit of some of the things you did, you know, when you were, you know, 20, and you were, you know, how'd your career get started, and how'd you end up here?
I mean, so originally I'm from Nice, France. Both my parents are Italian. So we moved to the States, and I lived on the West Coast. And then,
est-ce que tu parles français?
Oui.
Oui, je parle aussi.
Non. Arrêtez. Vous parlez français?
Oui. Good. We'll take that French conversation later.
We lived in Central Florida, and I got married when I was 19 years old, and I had already started my college career, and then, you know, became a wife, and my first child was born as well. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I at 20 already had that going on. And then I decided once I moved back here, into Jacksonville, and I was actually doing accounting, worked with the travel industry and then also worked for property management companies and engineering firms. Decided that I was going to go back to school because I wanted a little bit more, something that was more suited for my personality and mm-hmm. helping others. And
right.
so went to JU, got my bachelor's, double majored in marketing and business management.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided to go ahead and pursue my MBA with a concentration in management. And it was really the way that I ended up here was honestly because I love helping others and really bringing out the greatness in them. And
not to interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt because it's my show and that's what I do. I like to interrupt. No, but you know what? What's interesting, right, is, you know, sometimes the sequence of life isn't the way like you have it in mind when you're 15 and 16 years old. I'm going to, and when I'm 22, I'm going to do this and 24, I'm going to do that. Life throws you a curveball, right?
Absolutely.
But, you know, here you are in early age, you marry, you got a kid, and then you go back to school, kind of non-traditional because you're juggling parents and you're a parent, excuse me, you're juggling a child and this. You go back to school and then you get your MBA too, which is pretty good. And
right.
that I think it's great because a lot of us, how you deal with the curveballs is what's important. You got to learn to hit them and you got to, you know, sometimes you learn a lesson or you just figure it out, you know, and
Absolutely.
Life gives you lemons or things aren't, you know, in the natural sequence, whatever, you figure it out and you get your life on track. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, I mean, I think we're, you know, everybody wants to get it perfect. But what does that even mean, perfect? You know, that was one of the things, perfection. But what is perfect to me? And so, like you said, life gives you curveballs and you deal with it. But I actually went through a divorce in my early 20s, which is the reason why I'm up here in Jacksonville, because my parents were here, supportive, you know, family.
Right.
Help out with the kids. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's grit and your attitude. You know, I wanted it bad. I was ambitious. I still am. And, you know, I could either have excuses and have a victim mentality or I can go ahead and go for it and just do whatever it took. And I actually worked full time and went to school full time for my undergrad and had the two kids. So, it was hardcore. I don't believe in excuses. I believe like your mindset is 90%, okay,
right.
of what happens.
You know, Virginie, as we're sitting here talking about, 2019 and being positive and having positive energy, life has so many obstacles for us. There are so many obstacles. This'll happen. That'll happen. You know, for me, college wasn't an option coming out of high school. We didn't have money. It was a lot of things. I joined the Navy. I worked full time. And, you know, in the Navy, it isn't just like you punch a clock, you're 40 hours, you leave, you have duty, you have to go away on a ship. But I went to nights. I went to school nights and weekends, non-traditional. Well, you know, I did sit in a classroom. It wasn't distance learning. I did everything. But, you know, I worked full time and I attended school full time and I still graduated with a 3.38 GPA. I was really, really proud of it. I took advantage of the Navy programs, graduated with zero student loan debt. But here you are with the added fun of bringing up children working full time and going to school. Don't tell me it can't be done, people. Good work.
Yeah.
So now, what else have you done in life? You know, the recruiting thing is great. And you're really good at it. I know you found your niche because, you know, look, you help people all day long. You help companies. A lot of the great things. You feel good. It's a noble profession. And it never gets old when you make a placement and someone sends you a card or flowers and says, holy cow. And if you do it for
good.
As long as I have, because I'm really old, you know, now the people that I placed as a junior accountant somewhere, they're the CFO. And who do they call? Hey, Pete, remember you placed me 20 years ago? Here's what I need now. So it's a circle of life. There we go. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell me about your journey. What else have you done?
Well, in between all of that, I figured out, hey, I want to help others. And I really, you know, because of my journey, I just wanted to go all in. So what was that? And so I found life coaching and I actually, I got into that. I got my life coaching certification. I taught 90-day courses online. So over the phone, Zoom and whatnot. And that felt good. And
give me an example of like the type of coaching that you've done and maybe without saying a name or somebody,
right.
somebody that you've helped and how you kind of quantified a little bit, if you could.
Yeah, so really, I mean, we're more of like accountability partners, you know, and so people come to us because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I had CEOs, CFOs, you know, stay-at-home moms, people that were that wanted more, that career transition, entrepreneurs. And it was really getting them from that point A to point B and being able to set their goals. But even going further than that, it was identifying those blocks that were keeping them away, subconscious blocks, right? So, you know, how were they raised? How did they look at money? What was their perception of money? Did they go through traumatic experience that was now subconsciously keeping them away, where they were having repetitive patterns? And so all the goals are pretty much set up front. And then the way that I got the certification is that you have to have like a 90% pass rate of that. So if they don't reach their goals, you don't get your certification.
Right, right.
But as far as quantifiable, yeah, I mean, you know, woman that, and I won't say names, but woman that was in real estate, that wanted more, was having issues, you know, producing, and we got around to that, you know, with the reading, with the exercises and the action steps that were given to her, to where she actually doubled her income. And so it's just little things like that.
Or, that's pretty dramatic. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fantastic. And that's a feel-good moment for you, no doubt.
Absolutely.
You know, what's your why?
That's a very loaded
question. I know,
question.
And it's a personal one, too. It's hard. It's hard. Cause, like, you know, for me, I'll share with you, when I think of what's my why, and when I say that, I mean, what's my purpose? What are my drivers? And part of it, number one, is, you know, I want better for my family that I had when I was a kid, okay? And the other part is my legacy is always a driver for me. When I'm gone, what are people going to think? You know, did I make the world a better place for anybody that I came in contact, or was I a bad guy? And if I was a bad guy, because I've stepped in it before,
right,
I'm determined to find those people. That's part of my whys. So if someone's listening now, and I called you up over the last couple of years and apologized to you, and you know who you are, because they're out there, because I've done this, because I said, you know, thinking back, I could have handled this differently, and if I did this, I've been fortunate enough that people have either accepted my apology or my recollection of how it went wasn't as bad as I thought. But I'm on that mission. What's your why?
So I've given this a lot of thought. I mean, obviously, right, coming from that life coaching sector. But my why, part of my why is because I, you know, my parents came here. My dad was a very successful entrepreneur back home, and he came here. Nobody spoke English, very little English, and they gave so much to us. So part of my why is I want to give back to them and make sure they're debt-free and have a great retirement. Another portion of that is obviously, you know, leaving a good legacy. You know, how many people can I help, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really like my driving factor is I want to make sure that the gifts that God has given me, that I steward those properly and that I'm able to show fruit for it, really. And that's giving back to this community. I love Jacksonville, and giving back to single moms, because I think for me, while I was, you know, in that season, my family was very, very supportive. But for those that don't have that, it's hard. I mean, it was already hard with a supportive family, let alone, you know, so eventually I want to definitely give back to single moms, whether it's, you know, with funds or, you know, coaching or giving back with seminars. I don't know what that looks like, but that's what I want to do. And
but
I want to go big.
You got a rich, full life going and a big one ahead of you, too. So that's kind of cool. You know, I know you're a student of the game. You're, you know, you read motivational things. Are there any guiding ones or any of the stuff that you've read or viewed or attended, you know, seminars or something that have had an impact or have one of your driving principles, perhaps you've kind of scooped up from something that you've learned?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of books that come to mind, but I think one for me that was huge, mm-hmm, is a book by John Maxwell, and it's called Failing Forward. And that's a little philosophy that I implement. You know, failing forward, what does that even mean, right? You know, when we grow up, we're taught don't fail, right? We're in school, we get F's. Oh my gosh, it's so bad. You know, it's just everything is so programmed in, you know, in our minds. But he talks about failing forward in that, you know, fail often, but learn. You know, if you know that you're doing something and it's not getting you the results that you want, it doesn't matter what area of your life this is, right? Because everything kind of spills over, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But exit. Take the exit and fix it and then do it better. And I think, too, like, you know, being an entrepreneur and being in coaching and staffing and whatnot, I think the faster you learn those lessons, the better it is, that the faster you'll be successful.
Yeah. Good. You know, life is safe to fail. Like, we make mistakes. I fail. I have failed so many different times in so many different areas of my life. But, you know, if you repeat those things, you'll continue to fail. But if you learn from them, it's a great way to fail forward, right?
Yeah.
I failed. Yes, I did. But I own it. What can I do differently next time to make it so that I don't fail?
Yeah.
Right? That's just part of life.
Yeah.
So tell me, SNI Financial.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about what you do and how people can get a hold of you should they choose to work with you.
Obviously, I sit in a seat that is full cycle seat, right? So I'm in charge of business development, account management, and I also recruit. So what does that mean to someone that doesn't know recruiting, right?
Right.
So if you're a client and you've got hiring needs for Q1 or later, and you know you'll need somebody, you know, in accounting or in your finance team, we're definitely the people to contact. And consult with you. Does it even make sense to even partner? What are you looking for? Who do we have, you know, in our back pocket? Account management. I mean, I love fostering relationships. I love my clients. They've been so good, you know, to me and vice versa.
Well, you know, you're Virginia Massia. You're all over the town. I see you in the Jacksonville Business Journal. I see you were nominated for one of Jacksonville's most beautiful women in business or something.
Did research.
Yeah. And Virginia should be in front of the camera, not in front of a microphone.
Stop.
I'll tell you that. So, but anyway, you're out and about. You're networking with accountants, financial professionals. You're a prolific recruiter. I know. I hear you. I see you in the office. You're always talking to people, and you have clients that you've had for a long time that reach out to you if they have any needs. So, you know, and I know right now, just by being in the business like you are.
Right.
A lot of clients think, okay, let's say I'm a controller and I need to hire a staff accountant. Their typical thing, perhaps depending on the size of the company, they place an ad and when they place an ad, what they get is the best of what's actually on the market looking at this time. And I know you, the candidates you represent, aren't looking at ads.
Right.
They have jobs. They sit in their jobs and you call them and say, you know, what if I could find something a little bit better for you? You know, if the moon's aligned for you, what would that look like? I hear you say these things, you know, closer to home, maybe a little bit more money, better benefits, whatever it is. You talk to people, and then once you find that, yes, if you can find that puzzle, I'm the puzzle piece, and you find the puzzle that this is a fit for, I will leave this job. And those are the candidates you represent, that they're not looking at ads.
Absolutely.
Right.
And some of them too are, they're looking confidentially, you know, and that's the beauty of fostering those relationships and having credibility and trust, you know, and those, I don't take that lightly. I'm very grateful to have relationships like that. But yeah, a lot of them are passive candidates. And some are not even really looking to leave. But like you said, if the stars align and everything was great, this is what I would be looking for. And so knowing that and having that knowledge, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of having that right client and knowing who's looking and making that call. And there you go. There's a perfect marriage, right?
Right.
And that's super satisfying when you've got, you know, especially when you get those unicorn, you know, job orders and you get that fill.
One thing that I like, too, is that you're a specialty provider. I mean, you swim in a very narrow channel. You are only placing accounting and finance professionals. You know, you're not trying to place a nurse one day in technology and then dabbling in general office administrative. You only place accounting and finance professionals. So you talk the talk day in and day out. You're an expert in that. You know, it's not like, hey, send me a job description and I'll try to find some buzzwords words on a resume, you know what accountants do. You know what a cost accountant is, what a, you know the software. And then after you do it a little while, it's kind of like a little bit of a chess game in town. Oh, I know if this piece moves here, this one goes here, based on, like, if you know you have a cost accountant with Timberline experience, you know exactly which construction companies you're going to call because I have this, you know, that they need. So kind of interesting. I know it because I do it every day.
Exactly.
Virginie Lau, let me ask you this, and I love asking this question. If you could go back in time, right now, knowing all that you know now, you're the oracle, you know it all right now. Mm-hmm. What could you go back in time and tell your young self, maybe 16, 17 years old, some advice that would just help you out?
Okay. I think so.
Yeah, that's never an easy one.
I think it would have to be to fail fast. Mm-hmm. It's okay to fail.
Yep.
Don't be afraid to fail, and don't be afraid to go after your dreams, no matter what anybody says. Just tune them all out. And that if you're the smartest person in the room, you are in the wrong room and you've got to run.
Oh, and that music that we hear right now, that's letting us know that we're at the bottom of the hour break. Virginie, stay with us just for a little bit. And you folks are listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV. All you hard workers, you're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy. Today's guest is Virginie Massia, and she's with SNI Financial. All right, and Virginie, this is one of the fun parts of the show right now. This is where you play in lightning round. You know nothing about this. You've had no heads up on this. Are you ready to play lightning round?
I guess I am. Okay.
Is you play against our producer, Scott Young, right here. The world-famous Scott Young.
Woo! So,
I am done for, am I?
But I have to warn you, Scott... He also hosts a trivia night at Sir. Where do you do trivia night?
I've got three facilities in town. Tuesday nights, you can find me over at Dos Gatos on East Forsyth downtown. On Wednesday evenings, I'm in Riverside at the Rogue Bar. And Thursday evenings at Dick's Wings over in Arlington.
Okay.
Trivia Night Live, come check it out.
Yeah, very good. So that's who you go up against.
Nice.
Okay, question number one. This goes to Virginie.
Uh-oh.
What is the most popular board game of all time?
Monopoly.
Scott?
I'd go with Go.
You're both wrong. The answer is chess.
Wow.
See, you're all right. You got nothing to worry about.
Okay. Let me see here. Virginie, what is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Okay. And here's yours. What is the capital, Scott, of Vermont?
Is that Montpelier?
It is. You guys are good.
Hey, Shaq hit a free throw every once in a while, too.
Virginie, name two actors in the movie Deliverance.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Scott?
You had Burt Reynolds, and you had... Geez, I can't remember the screen.
John Voight, Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty was who I was thinking of, but I couldn't get the name.
Okay.
Geez, do you know how long it's been since I've seen that movie?
No, I'm like...
Okay.
Has anybody seen that movie since the 90s?
I mean, this is trivia. We got to know. Okay. Virginie, name three characters from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my gosh.
Any three characters.
Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Velma.
I'll give you that. You got one more.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Scott. Name three characters from Bullwinkle.
Well, there's Rocky.
Yes.
There's Bullwinkle.
Yes.
And there's the dynamic duo that make big trouble for Moose and Squirrel, Boris and Natasha.
Yeah. I'm going to let you guys off the hook. You guys are both very good at the lightning round. I'm going to ask one more question each. I got to go one more. Virginie, let's see. Okay. Name. Okay. What am I? I have four legs, mm-hmm. and I'm flat on the top.
Mm-hmm.
What am I?
A table.
Yes! And, Scott, the last one for you. Either tell me the distance from Earth to the sun or the speed of light.
Yeah, the distance from the Earth to the sun is one astronomical unit. The speed of light is damned fast.
93 million miles away. 186,000 miles per second is the speed of light. All right, thank you guys for playing lightning round. Virginia Massia, you've been a fantastic guest. Email or phone, how can people reach you if they want to get a hold of you to either if they're in accounting and finance or maybe they need some career coaching or just want to tell you that things were you did a fantastic job on the radio, you inspired, motivated them. How can people reach Virginia Massia?
Yeah, they can email me at vmascia@snifinancial.com. And if you're a client or a candidate looking for your next career move, the number is 904-713-2550.
Virginia Massia, recruiting manager with SNI Financial. Thank you so much for joining me on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
Thanks, Pete.
And now, guys, this is one of my favorite parts of the whole doggone show. This is where we have leadership lessons from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry, if you're not a frequent listener, Coach Larry gives us these leadership lessons each week to tell you, if you are a leader or a future leader, how to be more effective in your role. And he shares real-world experiences that help people. I get a lot of mail from folks that say, boy, Larry, help me. And a lot of people reach out directly to Larry. He gives his contact information right at the end of his segment. So I invite you to write it down, listen to what Larry says, do something differently as a result of the tips he gives you, and then also reach out to Larry. Maybe you want to talk to him or you'd like to invite him out to your company to perform a seminar. That's what he does. And he does it in English and he does it in Spanish equally well. He travels all around the world actually delivering leadership lessons. And he's uniquely qualified to do it. So without any further ado, here is your leadership lessons with Coach Larry.
Thank you, Pete. Have you ever walked by a direct report's desk and they're on the internet or on Amazon, ESPN, social media, or whatever? I know I have. It drives me crazy. I wonder, why are they giving their time to the Kardashians and not to the company? Well, today we have a letter from someone who is experiencing this, and I will share with you some tips to get people to give their discretionary effort to the company and not the Kardashians. So here's the letter. Dear Coach Larry, I have a talented employee who does great work. The problem is that it's becoming more often that when I try to assign her a task or a project, she says that she's too busy and doesn't have the time. But I know that she is spending time either on the internet or on the phone doing personal stuff. What should I do? Signed, Pete Langlois. Kidding. It's signed, Perturbed Pete. So I say it often. We teach other people how to treat us through our actions and our non-actions. You absolutely should talk to them and give them feedback. Not only are you teaching her how to treat you, but you're teaching the whole team what they can get away with. So I suggest you listen to the Feedback Sandwich episode from September 11th. Just go to the Pete the Job Guy website and scroll down. In that episode, I talked about how to give feedback to someone, how to craft a statement, and how to share with them what your expectations are. So that's a good place to start. But today I want to take a step back and look at how you as a leader contributed to this situation. In essence, we are talking about engagement here or lack of engagement. The employee here seems to be disengaged. So I want you to look at yourself and see how you could be contributing. So when I think of leadership, I think of two dimensions for effective leadership. And this actually comes from a gentleman named Mark Murphy, who wrote a book, 100% Leadership. One dimension is to what extent are you connecting with that direct report? Have you created an emotional connection? Do you have a relationship with them? Do they know you care about them? So that's one aspect. The second aspect is, to what extent are you challenging them? Are you setting a high bar with them? Are you having them work on things and accomplish things that they themselves didn't think was possible? So both ingredients are necessary to be a good leader. Some leaders challenge their employees to a great extent, but they have no relationship with the individuals. People don't feel like the boss cares about them, so what happens? They eventually burn out. We call these types of bosses intimidators. On the other side of the spectrum, you have bosses who are the friend. They are more concerned that the person's going to like them than getting the work done. Sometimes they end up doing the work themselves because they don't want that person to think badly of them. We call these bosses appeasers. I also like to call it the friend zone. The worst type of leader, I believe, are those who don't challenge their direct reports and those who don't care about them either. They are called avoiders. They're avoiding making a personal connection, and they're avoiding challenging their employees. And the best kinds of bosses are the ones who challenge their employees to do what they didn't think was possible, to stretch and to grow, and the ones who also care personally for each person on the team. They are the leaders. So in this situation, with this individual who is on the internet and turning down work, ask yourself, are you challenging them enough? Do you have a connection with them on a personal level? Are you the intimidator, the appeaser, the avoider, or the leader? And then do something about it, for crying out loud. So those are my tips for today. Back to you, Pete. Goodbye.
Thank you, Coach Larry. More lessons to live by. You're helping us to be better prepared for 2019, and that's fantastic. Larry is great. Man, between Virginia and Larry, that's great. Now, how about a little levity? We need a Boston update. We're down here, and all week it's been in the 80s all week. I think we set a record a couple times. Sure, it cools off on the weekend a little bit, but doggone it, it's been nice. We can't complain. Do you know, over the holidays, I went out to Utah. And some of the things I did in Utah, I'm going to tell you. First, I went skiing in Park City. And Park City's great. It snowed every day, so the conditions were fantastic. My son was able to come up from Denver. He's a snowboarder, and I'm a skier. And we went out, and we had a great time. My brother-in-law says, oh, while you're here, let's go ice fishing. Folks, ice fishing is an adventure in torture. I mean, like, literal torture is what happened. Think about this. It is 8 degrees when you go out on the ice, and the wind's whipping about 25 miles an hour. That puts it solidly in the double digits below zero when it comes to a wind chill. And there's not enough clothing. There's no way to bubble yourself up to protect you from the penetrating cold that whips through your body. And it's not one of those things that goes away right away. It hurts. It sinks into your core. At one point, I only had to walk about a quarter mile through this, and knee-high snow. And, about halfway there, I thought to myself, I'm just going to lay here and die, because that's going to be better than actually going the rest of this quarter of a mile to it might as well have been 15 miles, for crying out loud. I just thought, I'm going to rest. I'm going to let it happen. Take me and everything will be better. But I did it. And thanks to Matt, thanks to my family, we did have a good time. I did catch a big old trout that he wanted out of the water as much as I would have wanted out of the water. He swam right through the doggone hole. He swam faster than I could reel. That's kind of the way it was. I'd be the same way if I fall in, Doug. I want the heck out of there fast. All right, so up in the frosty tundra that is Boston in the New England area, we have, this is, again, one of my favorite segments, is Boston Danny is going to give us a Boston update. Now, remember, folks, if you want, if you have a birthday, if you have a special event, a wedding anniversary, you want to send congratulations to your kids who won the soccer game this week, whatever it is, send it in to Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com, or even if you go to my website, www.PeteTheJobGuy.com, you'll see the Boston Danny segment. Just send in your information, and Boston Danny will give you a shout-out like nobody else in the world can. With no further ado, let's go to Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny from Dorchester here, wishing you and yours a very happy new year. Lots to look forward to this upcoming year. A new slate just waiting to be filled in. Up here on New Year's Day in Salty, we have a long-standing tradition, the L Street Brownies Polar Plunge. The L Street Brownies are a swimming club organized in 1902, but by some accounts, winter swimming began as early as 1865, the practice likely introduced by European immigrants who believed cold water plunges, followed by saunas or steam baths, were good for one's health. The club was officially organized in 1902 and began accepting women members in 1915. Although the club itself is older than the Coney Island Polar Bear Club, which was founded in 1903, L Street's first documented New Year's polar bear swim did not occur until 1904 when a photographer took a picture of the event. For this reason, the title of oldest polar bear club in the U.S. is generally given to the Coney Island Club. But up here, we all know better. The New Year's Day swim became an annual tradition that continues to this day. Each year, hundreds of people join the L Street Brownies on their New Year's Day swim. Traditionally, the most dedicated Brownies swim every day, rain or shine, and they were nicknamed Brownies because most swim nude or minimally clothed and acquire deep tans from exposure to the sun. Their motto is, "We'll be here till L freezes over." The L Street Bathhouse has been rebuilt several times since the first one built in 1866 at the corner of L and Day Boulevard on Carson Beach, one of many built by the city to enable poor immigrants who lived in the tenements with no indoor plumbing to bathe regularly. The motto, "Cleanliness of the body is next to godliness," was inscribed above the building's entrance and survives to this day. This year, they enjoyed balmy temps in the 50s with a water temperature of 44 degrees, but it hasn't always been that way. Last year, the air temperature was 0 degrees and lots of packy runs were needed for antifreeze. Something to think about while enjoying all your beautiful Florida beaches year-round. Still, I'd rather have my four seasons, and I'm actually in the White Mountains doing some downhill skiing right now. So enjoy the day, brothers and sisters. Peter and Aaron, I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Boston Danny. Another winner. That's a masterpiece. I mean, gosh, that guy is hilarious. And people write into me, is this guy for real? Is that really how he talks? Yes, it's how he talks. And think about it. When the pilgrims landed, they all of our kind of it all originated from up north. I can't even talk this morning, doggone it. That's the New England accent. That's the Boston accent. It's how people talk. It's how I talk when I was younger, but I don't kind of have that accent anymore, as thick as his, but I still have somewhat of it. Guys, let's get back to what Virginie was telling us. You know, one of the things what Virginie does for a living, she's a recruiting manager with SNI Financial, and she specializes in placing accounting and finance professionals on a direct hire basis. Okay? That's what she does day in and day out. And Virginie is just one of the great people on our team here at SNI Companies. I'm surrounded by talent, by good, hardworking people that want to help you. But each one of them is in a division that's specialized in something different, right? It's tough. Like a generalist provider that tries to be all things to all people, you know, I'm going to place technology this day, I'm going to place light industrial tomorrow, and you know what, oh, you need an electrical engineer, and you need a nurse, and it's hard. You know, if you do one thing over and over, day in and day out, you become an expert at it. You become an expert at it. And that's what we do at SNI Companies. We're a specialty provider, a premium provider of services. If you need accounting and finance professionals on a direct hire basis, you can reach out to Virginie or me or anyone on my team at SNI Companies. You just call our number, 904-713-2550, and either Virginie or someone in our accounting and finance direct placement division will help you. You know, the neat thing is we also have an accounting and finance division that places temporary employees. So let's say you have, you know, here it is month end or quarter end or year end, right? And you need another set of hands. You think of it like this. If you're in that controller seat or you're in the accounting manager seat and you could clone yourself, what would you have yourself do? And that's when you pick up the phone and you call Accounting Now, which is a division of SNI Companies. And the same number, 904-713-2550. And here we are coming. We're already into 2019, and a lot of projects kick off It's the funniest thing. It's like a calendar year reset. The budgets are all new, so we kick off our projects, right? Let's say you're in IT, and you have an upgrade, a conversion, a migration, you know, and you need another set of hands for a defined or undefined period of time. You need consulting help from technology professionals. Well, you call SNI Technology. Ben Cousin and his team at SNI Companies, or SNI Technology, a division of SNI Companies, same number, 904-713-2550. They're happy to help you, and they speak your language. They're not the type of folks that say, hey, I need a job description. And then they go to the job boards and try to, you know, look for the buzzwords that align with the job description. That's insulting. That's not what professional technology recruiters do. They speak your language. They understand whether it's application development, infrastructure, whether it's big data or business intelligence. They speak your language, and they can help you very quickly find the professionals you need, either on a consulting basis or on a direct hire basis. But usually at the first of the year, what we find is the demand for temporary services picks back up because people are launching their project work. Call Ben, anything, program manager, project manager, you know, again, the deep business intelligence folks, he has that. And let's say you're in banking and you need a credit analyst. Jeff and his team at SNI Banking, all they do day in and day out is deal with banking folks. And they're very, very good at it. You call 904-713-2550 and they're happy to help you. You can always call me, Pete the Job Guy, because I'm happy to help too. You want to work with me personally? You got it. Whether it doesn't matter what the discipline is, I'm going to help you, doggone it. But we have great, you know, we have Patricia and Kumi and Greg and Chelsea and everybody. We got all kinds of folks there that are there to help you. And if you're an administrative, clerical, accounting, we got folks that will help you whether you need the job, whether you're looking for a temporary assignment, or whether you're looking for the employees. Just reach out to SNI Companies. I love this profession. You heard why Virginie does it. She likes to help people. That's why I do it. I like to help people. And I'll tell you what, the more people I help, the bigger my check is. And there's no shame in life in cashing a big check. So it's my goal to help as many people as I can. And the president and CEO of the Langlois household, which happens to be my wife, she wants me to make a lot of placements in 2019. So doggone it, this is going to be a banner year for me. You know, I also want to let you know, I'm hiring right now. Hear that? Pass that along. Write this number down, 904-713-2550. The types of people I like to help are a couple. Now, one, if you're like fresh out of college and you want to get into you want to be a recruiter, you want to learn the business, I'm going to take you and mold you and shape you and show you how to be the best. I'll show you how to make a six-figure income. I will work with you, but doggone it, I won't drag you across the finish line. You got to want it. You got to have drive, and that's what I look for, the drive and the grit that Virginie mentioned. Now, the other type of folks I like, if you're an accountant, but people say, you know, you should get into sales. You know, because some accountants, I love accountants, okay? But some accountants talk better to their shoes than they do to the person across, sitting across from them. That's just it. And you guys, send me hate mail. I don't care. I've been in this business a long time. That's the way it is. But if you're an accountant, that we might call them an accidental accountant, call me because I can help you. You're a technology professional. You understand technology, but you want to get into sales. You want to get into business development. You want to develop relationships all over town and make placements. Call me. I want to help you. I am hiring at SNI Companies, and I want the people with drive and ambition and people that want short-term and long-term success. Call me. 904-713-2550. I want to thank Virginie Massia for coming on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy today. I hope all you hard workers have a big Sunday and you are ready to reach for the stars and have a banner year in 2019. Now go out there and get them, hard workers.